Shalom be'ezah Hashem be learning daf yud dalet of Masechta Sanhedrin. Some of the topics we're learning about include a continuation of smicha zakeinu begimel. Three judges are required to ordain a scholar. Karlei Rebbe v'yaveh le'rishusa le'meidin dini kenasas. They give him the title of Rebbe and they give him permission to decide monetary cases that pertain to penalties. Ein smicha b'chutz la'aretz. Smicha is given only in Eretz Yisrael, but not in chutz la'aretz. Ein nesmachin le'beis Eli. A descendant of Eli HaKoyin may not receive smicha. Egla Arufa, if a Jew is found murdered in a field in Eretz Yisrael and it is not known who killed him, the Torah requires that a calf be decapitated to atone for his death. As part of the process, the Bezdin must go out to the site and measure the distances around the Chol to determine the closest city which must bring the Egla Arufa. There is a machlokes regarding the number of Sanhedrin members who go out to the site. Zaken Mamre, if a person rules against all the members of Sanhedrin and he then publicizes his ruling to others, he is punished with Misa. The Mishnah's halacha of netar revayu ma'aser sheni she'ein dam of yiduin b'shleisha. The fruits of netar revay, or of ma'aser sheni that become spoiled and their worth was not known, must be redeemed at the value appraised by three people who are lekuches, experienced merchants. The machlokes regarding pidyon hektish. The Mishnah holds b'shleisha, a hektish item must be redeemed at the value appraised by three people. While Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds, afilat tzinari shel hektish tzricha asor b'nei adam leftoisa. All hektish items, even a needle, must be redeemed at the value appraised by 10 people.